If you feel like you've been hearing about new marijuana rules a lot lately, you're right. With the state and local governments fast approaching the start of the application process on February 24th, communities and potential cannabis businesses need to be on the same page about all kinds of nitty-gritty rules, everything from how much an application costs to how far a marijuana shop can be from a school. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, Anchorage ironed out many of these details last night, and nobody left completely happy.
The Xerox machine chugged along late into the night as lawmakers discussed 20 different measures on cannabis, many of them hot off the press. The devil is in the details, and Assemblymember Bill Evans of South Anchorage says even though these are rule changes to a land use ordinance, they will shape Alaska's largest commercial cannabis market in the months and years ahead.
We have such limited land available for this industry. Every one of these restrictions makes things more expensive and makes the chances of success for a legitimate industry replacing the black market that much harder.
Businesses will have to be at least 500 feet from sensitive establishments like schools and churches, and that distance will be measured from lot line to lot line as the crow flies, rather than by pedestrian paths, which regulators say makes their jobs a lot easier. Another decision allows police officers to be present during facility inspections, and Evans worries that altogether, the rules tend more towards limitation than liberalism.
Some people have an overabundance of caution when it comes to marijuana and are trying to restrict it as much as they can.
Industry agrees.
That would be me.
Kim Cole is with the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation and is planning on applying for a business license that includes a space to consume cannabis products within the same shop where a customer buys them, i.e. on-site consumption, a bit like the brew pub model. Because the assembly declined to pass an explicit allowance for on-site consumption, saying that it wasn't sufficiently fleshed out yet, Cole doesn't have clarity on the local rules. She says she'll keep getting the space ready with the hope that the assembly will quickly redraft a rule, giving the okay for on-site consumption in the weeks ahead.
And if they don't, then I will just have a really big retail, or I don't know, I will have to revamp from there, I guess. That is one of the things that I was told before I got into this, is you have to be flexible, and yes, you have to be flexible.
Cole says the process was flawed too, that the assembly did not heed recommendations made to them from the Planning and Zoning Board, citing one assembly member in particular.
Planning and Zoning also stated publicly that they felt as though the assembly was trying to zone us out of existence, and clearly that is Ms. Dombowski's intent.
The industry may be mad. Quite frankly, I'm more concerned about my constituents being represented than them being mad at me.
Many of the items Assemblymember Amy Dombowski introduced pushed for more stringent zoning measures, not across the whole municipality, but specifically in her Chugiak Eagle River District, which has its own advisory board that handles zoning codes. Dombowski's argument throughout the night was that her communities have a more conservative take on commercial cannabis and that they were insufficiently consulted. The rush of amendments ahead of discussion, she says, is partly due to scrambling to incorporate feedback from her constituents after a town hall meeting over the weekend.
The fact of the matter is, this is a process, and municipal code guarantees community input. And unfortunately, at this point, they hadn't weighed in on the changes from P&Z. So it was my job and it was Mr. Starr's job to ensure that the community voice was heard loud and clear, and I think we achieved that tonight.
The local votes come just ahead of a Thursday meeting by the state's Marijuana Control Board in Juneau to discuss regulations and an updated timeline for issuing permits. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.